funny how you never know what kind of curveball fate will throw you. When I hitched a ride in the Solaris 2, who thought I'd wind up stuck on a planet where humans are considered no better than cockroaches? Who thought I'd actually make friends on this rock? Miyoko, Shane, Karen. Even Jameson's turned out to be an okay guy. Considering he's as stubborn as a mule and has a major problem controlling his body hair. All in all, my stay on Counter-Earth has been one heck of a ride. And only Lady Fate knows what's coming next. Of course, it'd be nice if she gave me just a little warning. Now there's a bunch of tin cans ugly enough to give recycling a bad name. No point in making it easy for them. Didn't even sneeze in my direction. Either they're blind or they've been programmed for a special task. I hate to look a gift horse in the mouth, but I'd better find out what they're up to. They've been setting up blockades all over town. Don't think it's for a street party. Has the high evolutionary gone nuts? Too many machine men for me to help that guy. It's like a war zone out there. But how do I stop it? How? They're harassing Miyoko too? No way.
Your neighbors have reported seeing both of you in the company of the rebel called Spider-Man.
Uh-oh. Gotta do something. But if they see me, I'll be surrounded by 100 more tin soldiers before I can holler Aunt May. Maybe I can create a diversion. Miyoko must really think Peter Parker's a jerk now. But what else could I do? I have to stop all this. But not by surrendering. What I wouldn't give for the days when my toughest decision was figuring out what fruit to put in my cornflakes every morning. Thanks, guys! This could be just what I need. Oh, don't worry. I'll get you a new one next time I go to the Weapons of Mass Destruction store.
Spider-Man! Stop him!
Spidey, duck and cover. I could only get my feet free.
Fire, sir.
Thanks for the massage, guys. But I really gotta run.
He's getting away! On your head!
What is this, a class reunion? Didn't anybody ever teach you to play fair? Gotta tell you, John, you might just be a bona fide hero after all. Whoa, hold on, folks. We're on your side. My spider sense tells me we've got a bigger problem than this crowd. Some kind of sonic weapon. It was a trap. They knew we'd fight. Oh, man. Last thing I remember is the fat lady singing. Loud. Right in my ear. Really off key.
Spider-Man.
How you doing, John boy? Your head feel as bad as mine? Brock? Cassidy? They got you too? Gee, why spoil a perfect day? Oops, too late.
I trust you slept well.
Oh yeah, the only thing missing was the mint on my pillow.
I have grown extremely weary of you and your friend Spider-Man. So much so that I have come to a decision.
Ooh, I can't wait to hear this. You think this proves your superiority? I'd say it shows just the opposite.
What you say is of no consequence.
Modulated brain harmonics? How the heck do I counteract that? Wait a minute. We're talking sound here, right? If I can modulate my suit's sonic output, I may be able to alter the High Evolutionary's frequency and put the kibosh on this whole operation.
Say farewell to the human race.
Gotta find the right tone to counteract it. Sonic's on! On!
Stifferous little bug!
I almost forgot about this bozo's telekinetic powers. This is a pretty good reminder. I've had a few dates say the very same thing.
Hidey-ho, Neverinos!
Goblin, you're alive?
But how? That rocket ship of yours blew me right into reject territory. A couple hours after you left, they found me and nursed me back to health. We're so buddy-buddy, I got Alice to dig me a tunnel right here.
You dare interfere with me?
Careful, this guy's got a heck of a mind punch.
Mind punch? Oh! Ah!
Foolish creature, do you not know that I am invincible?
Go splice a gene.
We've got to help Brock and Cassidy.
Spider-Man,
get you out of here.
Too late. It's too late for any of us.
What are you talking about?